On Monday, it looked like there might not be much of a budget fight this year. The state had just received a better-than-expected revenue forecast, giving lawmakers an extra $200 million to work with.
I don't think we were expecting a fight at this juncture. You know, it seems like some legislators, for whatever reason, want their pound of flesh.
Scott Wasserman is the president of Colorado Winds, a state employee union. This week's debate focused on a 2% across-the-board cut to state agency personnel services. State economists had warned the cuts would cost more than 400 jobs. Wasserman was worried about the consequences.
You've got a burnt-out workforce, morale is low, staffing has gotten dangerous. Do you really want to put them through this right now? The fear of layoffs to top off 4 years of pay cuts.
The committee reached an impasse on Wednesday when Democrats tried to reverse the cut they'd initially voted for. And for a while on Thursday, things didn't look promising.
Motion fails 3-3. Does anybody have an alternative? Motion dies 3-3. Okay.
Republican Representative Sherry Giroux of Evergreen is the chair of the Joint Budget Committee. She offered to lower the cut, but she also wanted to make state workers pay part of the increase to their health insurance premiums.
They have not had to bear the brunt of the recession that a lot that don't work in state government have.
But Democrats on the committee, including Senator Pat Stebbins of Denver, want the state to fully pay for the increased health care premiums.
And I think we're getting somewhere. But I don't think this motion is it. They are going to see another reduction in their take-home pay because they're going to have to be digging deeper into their own pockets to pay for their health care. You're taking something away, and I'm opposed to it.
Eventually, it was Republican Representative John Becker of Fort Morgan who came up with an agreeable compromise.
And I am going to speak slow enough so all the media can get this tweeted properly.
Becker's proposal would reduce the state agency cut from 2% to 1%, but it would make certain exemptions for prisons, state patrol, and other facilities that operate 24/7. It doesn't touch state employee health care.
I'm pretty happy with where we ended up. I think it's a responsible place for the citizens of Colorado as well as the state workers.
Democratic Representative Claire Levy of Boulder was also happy with the outcome.
I'm comfortable that the resolution will not cause any layoffs. It will not cause staffing hardships to people that work in the critical care 24-hour facilities where we deal with vulnerable populations.
Levy said it was a big hurdle to get over, but she says the debate is just part of the process.
You do the easy things first, and if anybody expected that we wouldn't have some difficult issues to make at the end, they were being naive.
Lawmakers plan to introduce the budget in the coming days. It first starts in the House, and even though the bipartisan budget committee has resolved some of its differences, other lawmakers are expected to introduce their own amendments. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.